Brewers 360 is sponsored by All Right Home and Remodeling and New Mayo Medical Center. Brewers alumnus and broadcaster now, Jerry Augustine, is with us as our guest. Augie had to win two yesterday, right? Maybe not for the math, but just for the mojo.
Well, you did. Yeah, you know, you come off a road trip that you've really struggled in different parts of the game, and you needed something special to get you going yesterday, and they got a Cy Young game from Corbin Burns. I don't think I've ever seen him go out there and pitch with more focus and determination than he did yesterday. And that was a special game and exactly what the Brewers needed in the first game. And then after Freddie Peralta went down, the bullpen just did outstanding in the second game.
Yeah, Augie, how big of a loss is that with just obviously a couple of weeks left in the season? The Brewers have already tried to piece it together with their starting pitching rotation all year. Losing Freddie with a couple of weeks left is a pretty big blow.
Well, it is, and you know, he's such a special guy and a special pitcher, and you hate to see Freddie go down, but we'll see what happens in the next several days and see if he can come back. But you know, this team has been resilient all year long, and one thing they've been built around is that good, solid pitching staff. And you know, you look at what you have, Eric Lauer, and you got Adrian Hauser coming back a little bit, and Aaron Ashby still you can get focus on besides Woody and Burns. So it's going to be necessary that these guys step up, and it's a time of year when you need guys to step up. But this bullpen has been fantastic. You talk about what Craig Council has done with this bullpen to curve it and get it to where it is right now, throwing the ball so well. You win pennants with bullpen. Starters get you where you want to go, but you win pennants and you get to the playoffs with the bullpen, and the bullpen is pitching very well right now.
Augie, how fun is it to see Corbin just on like he was yesterday? I mean, when he's got it going, there's nobody better in Major League Baseball.
I agree. I think you talk about Cy Young performances and the type of determination that he had yesterday. You know, great pitchers can take games and take them to new levels. I thought yesterday was a level that we haven't seen from Corbin Burns in a long time, that he always throws well. He's going to keep you in the ball game and make all the pitches. But yesterday, it's around those three pitches. He's got that great cutter, slider, and curveball. When those pitches are on, that fastball and changeup are just that much better. And yesterday was as dominant as you can get and exactly what the Brewers needed.
Talking with Jerry Augustine, former Milwaukee Brewer, now Brewers broadcaster. Augie, you know well that you probably, if you're a pro, you have stretches where it's all just working for you. But for a guy to sustain a performance like Burnsy has through this season, that's so hard when you think of how long the season is.
You know, he's really found himself. You know, you take him back to 2018 when he started, had that struggle. He went to himself and he reinvented himself and found out that, you know what, I have to command the strike zone. Throwing strikes and not walking people and dominating the strike zone with not one but three pitches, and along with that good fastball and changeup, just it makes you one of the most dominant pitchers in all of baseball. And he's learned that. And when you learn it and you're able to take it to the mound and make adjustments during games like he has been able to do, it's just very special. And he's proven that he's one of the best pitchers in all of baseball.
Appreciate you get up early with us today, Jerry.
Yeah, it's going to, you know, we got 24 games left, and we always talk about winning series now. Every game is a series to the Brewers, and every game is important. It's going to be fun to watch. This is a special time of the year, and for us fans and for everybody around Milwaukee and the Brewer organization, this is going to be a special time, and hopefully the Brewers can put something together and we can get back to the playoffs.
Man, I'm with you on that one, too. Can't just win series. I mean, we need to go on like a hamburger run here. I mean, we need 12. And we're two in already.
Yeah, we do. That'd be perfect, Brian. That's exactly what we need. But it's going to be fun. This is Brewer baseball at its finest. And let's all enjoy it. And let's let this ball club go out and play some good baseball.
10 games to hamburgers.